Good evening, it's Andrew Grummet. It's September 14th, 2004, about 9:45 on Tuesday here in the evening. I'm going to make this short and sweet. There's three things I want to talk about. First and second, there's two parts to this, is the DIR to RSS script. So I got some nice feedback on that. Let's see, Dave Slusher wrote by email that his get enclosure script was using the RSS items pubdate field to decide on whether to download an item or not. And I think he's gone and modified that. But in the meantime, I went ahead and added pubdate support to items in the script. It's actually a little bit tricky. I'm using the file's creation time for the pub date, and technically speaking, you know, the file may have been there for months, but you only decided to publish it, you know, today. That's really getting kind of complicated, a lot more complicated than I wanted the script to be. So I'm not going to go down that path of saving, you know, having some kind of extra storage for when you decide a pub date is for a file that was created some time ago. So I guess if a publisher, you know, look, let's not make this complicated. If it really came up that you needed the pub date to be different, you could move the file aside and create a copy and have it have a new creation time. So I'm going to probably leave it there unless I get strong feedback that it's just unworkable. Okay, let's see. Adam Curry had some nice ideas, one of which was that the, he noted that as the iPodder type scripts on the extraction side go and use the ID3 tag data to set up playlists and so forth, so should the publishing scripts go dig into the ID3 tags, and I think he's exactly right. So I went ahead and added some code to the script. That if you have the Perl MP3 :: tag package installed in your Perl setup, it will use that to try to generate a useful title and description from the embedded metadata. And I had to learn a little bit of stuff in Perl to do this, but also it will have a nice fallback behavior, so it won't break if you don't have that stuff installed. The other thing I did was I sort of generalized, I added a hook so that you can add subroutines for any file type you want. So the scheme and the code, and it's documented there, is that you define, if a file ends in .wma, then you create your own subroutine called getinfo_wma, and it's got to take certain inputs and return certain outputs. It's all pretty obvious from the code, but you can add your own extensions. So it's sort of a mini plug-in architecture. Okay, so, oh, and Adam also had an observation about ease of use, and it's definitely true. This is kind of a geek script. I don't expect everybody to set up cron jobs on their server. It happened to be the easiest thing for me. What my idea was to combine it with radio userland upstreaming, so that what I can do is drag my audio file to a folder. It gets upstreamed via FTP. At some point, a cron job comes along and sees the new file and regenerates the RSS feed. So that's how I'm going to do it. Anyone is the audience or the, you know, the developer group who might be listening is more than invited to copy everything I've done and make it work really nicely on the desktop. Or use the ideas as a basis for, you know, steal freely, basically. Okay. Oh, last thing. I wanted to talk about a usability strategy, I guess. Something I did with my iPod that seems kind of useful. I think other people have noted that iTunes has this thing called a smart playlist, and you can tell the smart playlist, you can tell it you want the last 10 items added to your iPod, you know, ordered by reverse chronological, date added, And so that's really a great way. That for me is the killer app. You know, I just want to go into the iPod, you know, go to my latest playlist, and just sort of, you know, hit play at the top and have it go down through the last few things added. And one little trick is that it seems to the iPod wants to display the lists alphabetically. So it seems like I went in and I renamed my latest playlist to 00 latest, which bubbles it up to the top, so there's even less work. So that seems to be working well, and maybe it'll work well for you. Okay, that's all I have to say, and I'm going to go ahead and try publishing this with the latest version of my script, and we'll see how it goes. Take care, everybody.